This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is responsible for an attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman on Thursday. The tankers were left adrift in the Gulf, a major shipping lane for much of the world's oil supplies. Iran has said it would block the strait if it cannot sell its oil because of U.S. sanctions. Pompeo said Iran is connected with a spate of recent attacks in the Gulf and on other interests.
Taken as a whole, these unprovoked attacks present a clear threat to international peace and security, a blatant assault on the freedom of navigation, and an unacceptable campaign of escalating tension by Iran.
Pompeo said his assertion was based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to carry out the attacks, and recent similar attacks by Iran. Last month, the United States accused Iran of using mines to attack four oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates, an accusation that Iran has denied. President Donald Trump is facing criticism from both political parties in Washington after saying he's open to accepting political dirt on an opponent from a foreign power. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I thought I was done being shocked at anything President Trump could or would say.
But Delaware's Chris Coons is.
Everybody in the country should be totally appalled by what the president said.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats saying the president's essentially inviting more election interference next year.
It would strike at the very heart of our democracy.
Mitt Romney is among the Republicans calling out the president, who defended himself this morning, tweeting he talks about everything with foreign countries, and it would be ridiculous to have to tell the FBI about all his contacts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. 9 people were killed and 13 others wounded in a suicide blast at a police checkpoint in eastern Afghanistan Thursday. Provincial officials said security personnel, and civilians are among the victims of the attack in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, that borders Pakistan. A police spokesman told VOA a senior police commander was among those killed. The local branch of Islamic State, known as Khorasan Province, claimed responsibility for plotting the attack. ISKP militants have strong bases in parts of Nangarhar and neighboring Kunar province. They routinely carry out attacks against pro-government security forces as well as Afghan civilians. A World Health Organization official says there has been no known person-to-person spread of Ebola in Uganda, where 2 people have died from the disease this week. Dr. Mike Ryan, the head of the WHO's emergency department, said he expected Uganda to approve the use of experimental therapeutic drug treatments to be shipped in the coming days, and that there has been no panic reaction so far to the cases there.
Ebola moves. Ebola moves the way people move. People move, Ebola moves. Disease moves with people. So there was always a risk, especially given the familial and business links across that border.
A 5-year-old boy and his 50-year-old grandmother died of the disease in Uganda this week after arriving from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Officials in Uganda have repatriated the rest of their family back to the DRC. The WHO's emergency committee will meet Friday to decide whether the Ebola outbreak constitutes an international emergency, which could lead it to make recommendations on travel or trade. One of President Donald Trump's staunchest defenders, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, is leaving the job at the end of this month. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump called Sanders a warrior.
She is going to be going, I guess you could say, private sector.
Sanders is one of the few remaining staff members who worked on the Trump campaign.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes.
And Sanders has had a lot of hard minutes with the press. And special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report revealed she admitted to investigators she made an unfounded claim about the firing of James Comey.
I've heard from countless members of the FBI that are grateful and thankful for the president's decision.
What's next for Sarah Sanders?
If we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm trying to get her to do that.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Oil prices jumped 2% after attacks on the oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman that sent stock prices higher. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.39%, the S&P jumped 0.41%, the Nasdaq closed 0.57% higher. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
music. Today, the voice of America. VOA1. Austin M. Keep.